You go out on tour, and where are you touring? Where are you going?
Before 1955, I was going out of Oklahoma City. I could work Seminole and even Shawnee. I had to be back in time for school. It'd be hard to work on Sunday night. I could do a Saturday night. But then in 1955, our first tour, now Daddy knew nothing about booking me, and I didn't have a manager. We were just starting out from scratch. So he got a billboard, just thumbing through, trying to find a manager or something to go on. And he found the name Bob Neal. He was out of Memphis. So he called him and told him who he was and who he was representing and would he like to book me or have me on some tours. Bob said, absolutely. He said, this will be great. I'm booking a young man who's really getting popular really fast. On his shows, it would be good to have a girl. That was my introduction to touring, and I toured with Elvis Presley.
Amazing.
How fortunate can you be, you know?
The first time you met him, tell us about that.
The first job I worked with him was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. In those days, the radio stations wanted the artist to come out. If you were in their town, they had a show during the afternoon. They invited us to come out and invite people to come. Plus, the people then would know that we're in town. We won't be a no-show. That's where I met Elvis, was at the radio station in Cape Girardeau.
That would have been in 55?
55, in July. I hadn't been out of school long.
And he hadn't made his national presence yet at all?
Not yet. He had a lot of hot spots where he could work. It kept him working. See, in Oklahoma, I had never heard of him. I didn't know who I was working with. Our stations weren't playing his records. But I mentioned it to my cousins in Odessa, Texas. They had a fit. Elvis Presley? And I said, well, who is this guy? Oh, he's the best singer, most good-looking guy. You know, they just went on and on. So I was anxious to meet him, see what he was like.
Do you remember any song or two that he sang then when you were on tour at that point?
Yeah, he was doing the songs that were out on Sun Records. That's All Right, Mama, Good Rockin' Tonight, Baby Let's Play House. That was one of my favorites. Blue Moon of Kentucky, you know, those first songs he did.
So he was doing rock music then at that
right,
time?
Right, he was. We didn't have a name for it. Nobody had a name yet. Well, Bill Haley, actually, with Rock Around the Clock, kind of opened the door because the kids loved that song. But it was Elvis who brought it to them, you know. I don't know how to say it, but I just feel like Elvis single-handedly brought rock and roll to the forefront, but we didn't know what to call it. Elvis was billed in the very beginning as the hillbilly cat because of the way he dressed. To me, it was like a zoot suiter. See, being raised in California, when Mother and I would go pick Daddy up from the barber school, it was in a bad section of town, so they had plenty of people that didn't mind what kind of haircut they got, just as long as they got it cut. And there were zoot suiters out there.
Flashy.
Yeah, the pants, the shirt with the collar up, the longer hair and sideburns. But he was sure good looking, I knew that. So I was anxious to hear him sing, and I heard him that night.
You understood immediately.
Then I knew what all the commotion was about.
Right. Then you got to know him. And is it true that the two of you were dating, that you were a couple there for a while?
Yeah, when we were on tours. It's fun to have somebody your age or kind of your age to hang out with and do things with. Daddy liked Elvis real well. He thought he was a real gentleman, which he was. So he didn't mind letting me go out with him after shows and what have you.
Elvis's personality, what was it like?
He was just happy-go-lucky. I think he was having the time of his life. He had never made money, probably, like he was making then. He was always telling jokes. he and my dad always had something going, or have you heard this joke? They'd come to each tour with new jokes. That's all I remember, just really happy-go-lucky. You see, I was able to tour with Elvis. From that moment, I toured not exclusively. I was already doing a television show, network TV show, came along later that year. But on quite a few tours, I worked with Elvis, mainly because I could work with him. He was booked with the popular country singers of the day, like Hank Snow, Baron Young, Webb Pierce, and these guys. Well, what would happen, Elvis was so popular that the audience was mostly all his audience. They got to where if Elvis went on first and then the big star came last, there was hardly anybody left to sing to. So the big stars began going on first and letting Elvis close out. Every time one of them would come out, they were just disruptive, and they would, Elvis, Elvis. And it got to where they just wouldn't work with him. But they didn't do that with me. Now, I have no idea. You'd think, being a girl, the girls wouldn't like me. But they did.
And you were singing country.
Oh, yeah, strictly country.
And he's singing what we would know as rock.
Uh-huh.
Then there was a point where we come up with the combination of country and rock, and we call it rockabilly.
That's what it became first.
Who did that?
I don't have any idea. Like I say, Elvis was billed as Hillbilly Cat. Well, hillbilly meant country. In those days, I was a hillbilly singer. And, oh, I always hated that word. I thought, golly, they should say Western or something. So next, they dropped hillbilly and went to country western. And then eventually they dropped the western and it's country today.
You went on to become known as the queen of rockabilly.
Rockabilly. It was at Elvis's encouragement that I tried singing these types of songs.
Give us a song or two that would be known as rockabilly.
Well, all of Elvis's that I mentioned.
What he was singing.
Was rockabilly. He was playing a guitar. Of course, he did some songs that were country songs, Blue Moon of Kentucky, I Forgot to Remember to Forget. But the way he would do them in the sexy style made the kids like it. They didn't think it was hillbilly then. It was a very small window of time for rockabilly. It finally became rock and roll.
It was called rockabilly, but it really was.
It was rock and roll.
And so he encouraged you to sing rock.
Uh-huh.
He encouraged you to take it on.
He said, you can do it. And I said, no, I can't. I'm just a country singer. It's all I've ever done. He said, but you can do this. I know you can. He took me to his home and we played records. He took his guitar and said, see, you can take a song like that and do it like this. And it's my style of music. I said, well, I don't think I can do it, but he made me promise I'd try. So in 56, while I was still working with him, that's when I recorded Hot Dog That Made Him Mad and I Gotta Know, which is a combination of country and rock. A lady here in Oklahoma City wrote that for me. She was a friend of mine. Wrote it just for me because it was a transition from country style into rock. It's a darling song. I do it on every show now.
And what was her name?
Thelma Blackman.
This is a story about Elvis when he began that maybe young people might be interested in. He failed an audition for a local vocal quartet, the Song Fellows, and he told his father, they told me I couldn't sing.
Mm.
I don't know if you're aware of that at all.
No.
He was a truck driver
right.
for the Crown Electric Company. But he was rejected after another tryout, and they told him to stick to truck driving because you're never going to make it as a singer.
Bless his heart.
So,
he was like me. He was headstrong and determined, I guess.
It doesn't sound like you were ever rejected, though.
No, I wasn't.
You didn't have to overcome some things that he had to, and others, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I was young enough. I was fearless. Young people are fearless. I just thought I could do anything. I wanted to be an actress and a singer and everything. Thought I could do it all.
1956, that's when Elvis made his first recording for RCA. But you weren't with him then.
I was with him until January of 57, my last little tour. He was leaving for California to start his movie.
Heartbreak Hotel was big for him at that time.
He was doing that. But to my recollection, on tour, it was only Scotty and Bill. Scotty Moore, the guitar player behind his early records, and Bill Black, the bass player, stand-up bass. And he had added the drums. DJ Fontana was his drummer.
And that's when Colonel Parker, too, became manager for him.
Right. I guess I was with him on tour when he had signed with the Colonel. You know, at first we thought, well, that's good, you know. But I think, as it turned out, it just about ruined Elvis. Yeah. You know, he wouldn't let him tour. And Elvis loved his fans. I learned from him to appreciate your fans. I saw how he acted around them, how he related with them. And I basically do that too. I just thought, he knows what he's doing, and I'm going to copy that. But I only copy from the good ones, you know.